Reigning in light, guidance. Guidance. At one time or another, or maybe even right now, we'll need it. A lot of times we may feel, think, and even believe that we got it. Life is big, it's vast, and filled with many twists and turns. At some point, we'll need to get through a problem, a challenge, or an other difficulty. And we may need the hand of a guide. We may feel reluctant to seek guidance, and because we've been forced, learned, or had to do things on our own. In this life, and just like on a road or in an aisle, we may get lost or be unsure of the direction we should head. We can't be worried or in fear of appearing weak or less than, and refusing to ask for directions. If life is about growing, then it is too about giving and lifting hands, and sometimes taking hands. Guidance can help change a bad decision into a good one. Guidance can help us through good times, the not so good times, and all of the times in between. We have to be willing to accept guidance from others at some point, realizing that we need help moving what may feel like mountains. Guidance, and through each intentional breath that we take, we are offered information for resolutions. Deep breath in, slow breath out. We are connecting with ourselves and to deal effectively with all matters of the heart, the mind, the soul, and the spirit matters because not everything is a problem. Not everything is a challenge. Not everything is an issue. Some things are just simply matters. Matters are just topics or anything that needs to be considered, questioned, reviewed, answered, or in need of attention. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Sometimes we come to a point where we need to seek guidance from within ourselves. Pausing ourselves and from all things is a moment to guide not only our breathing, but also our bodies into relaxation, our mind into stillness, and our spirit into extension. Guidance may be a lift up when we fall down, and to help us carry on. Guidance may be an aid to bruises, to wounds that need healing. Guidance may be to take a seat when we've been standing too long or have grown tired. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Guidance can come from many different sources, including ourselves. Guidance from nature and just as a nation of people, using the drinking gourd or the Big Dipper's group of stars in the sky to lead them from enslavement and to a free land. Guidance from the wind and the direction that it blows was and still is used by some nations as a navigation tool today. Guidance from ancestors is a practice for some nations. Guidance from the universe and from higher powers through prayer and meditation has been and will always be a common practice for some. Whatever source we're requesting guidance from, it is most important for us to be clear. This means that we must be open and transparent with ourselves first. We must turn ourselves off and to be turned on by our connection with the guide. This is being still and observant and patient. It's talking less and listening more and doing our best to remain present. We must be prepared for discomfort while waiting for our questions to be answered or our way to be shown. Not only when requesting guidance from any source, but through all parts of our walk, we must encourage ourselves and with positive and healthy self-talk and action. Guidance is about opening our heart, mind, and spirit. It is about learning to trust. Guidance is not only for times when we feel down or hopeless. It is also for times when we are feeling our best, achieving our goals, and are actually growing. Guidance is a way to gain perspective, identify areas that need improvement, and areas that are strong or solid. Guidance is about learning. And as long as we are learning, we are growing. And as long as we are growing, we are living. And we have the ability to share with others and support them on their journey. This is a reminder of our connection with all things, places, and people, and in various forms. Guidance is about forward motion. It is about letting go of the past. Guidance can be moving from dark to light. Guidance doesn't only have to be from a counselor, a mentor, a coach, a sponsor, or advisor. Guidance can come from our sources of inspiration and also those whom we admire for their healthy living choices. Guidance can come from a soothing song or a melody that calms us. Guidance sometimes comes from unlikely sources and when we least expect it. Reminder, in this life, we don't always get the hows and whys. Though we do want to know how to manage and how to deal with what comes our way, we hope that the guide is wise, and we hope that we have grown wiser by even considering the supports. In times of uncertainty and just not knowing what to do, remember, we don't have to feel or be alone. We can seek guidance, and whenever we need it, remember, we are now reigning in light.